Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog early on today, staying cloudy with a high nearing 33. A slight chance for some flurries overnight tonight, otherwise cloudy with a low around 23. Cloudy skies and slightly breezy throughout Wednesday with a high of 33. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And still cloudy over Wednesday night, cooler with a low around 15. Some sunshine throughout Thursday with a high nearing 31. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing legislative session of 2023. A new bill has officially been presented by Democrats at State Senator Ethan Corson from the Overland Park area, as he has introduced Senate Bill 70, the Making Work Pay Act, that would increase the state's minimum wage to $16 an hour by 2027. According to the legislation, it would gradually increase the minimum wage starting in 2024 all the way up to 2027, where the current minimum wage in the state is at $7.25 and hasn't increased in 13 years. Also, for those workers that receive tips, the legislation would also increase the $2.13 minimum wage to $3.25 by 2024. The last raise of the minimum wage in the state was back in 2010, when it went from $6.55 to $7.25. And the bill right now is currently sitting in the Senate Committee on Commerce, where Democrats say that it's much needed with the increase of inflation and cost of living across the nation and the state of Kansas, where individuals need a better wage to be able to survive and take care of their families. The end-of-the-year blowout sale is going on now at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models and offering huge discounts on 2022s. Make your way to Riverwind RV at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road and check out the end-of-the-year sale going on now through January. Are you looking for a new travel trailer, fifth-wheeler, or toy hauler?
Riverwind RV has exactly what you're looking for.
RVs of all types and sizes by manufacturers like Winnebago,
Heartland,
Forest River,
Gulfstream,
and Keystone, with discounts so big it's unbelievable. Now is the best time to buy at Riverwind RV. Stop by the east side location at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover at 159th and Kellogg Drive, or check them out online at riverwindrv.com. It's the end of the year blowout sale at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealer in Wichita. Stop by or call them at 316-364-3333. Riverwind RV's huge end of the year sale is going on now.
The utility company of Evergy is warning customers across the state that some individuals have reported attempts to defraud them out of their hard-earned money through Cash App. As WIBW reports, the company of Evergy made the announcement last week, saying that scammers have attempted a new tactic to defraud customers by claiming to be an employee of Evergy. Is to avoid any power outage in their area, they need to send money over the Cash App immediately. The energy company is reminding customers that they are not employees, and if you have any issues, you can call the customer contact center before giving out any personal information. They say that the Evergy customers' service representatives will get credit card or other personal information, but will not be asking payments through Cash App. They are reminding individuals that they will never ask customers to make payments with a prepaid card, gift card, or any other form of cryptocurrency or third-party digital payment application. In other news, the Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a Wellington man fled Sumner County Sheriff deputies when he struck the deputy's vehicle and caused the deputy's vehicle to strike a semi-truck along Interstate 35. The trooper was taken to a hospital with minor injuries.
Three, two, one.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier with the would-be 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade happening over the weekend. The March for Life happened in Washington, D.C., along with the push for abortion issues in the state of Nebraska. As the latest legislation, LB 626, introduced the limitation on abortions by banning them after 6 weeks when a heartbeat is detected, with some exemptions.
The three exemptions are, rape, incest, and the life-saving measures of a mother.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. Dr. Katrina Firth, a neuroscientist in the state, also spoke out in support of the bill for the defense of the unborn.
The people of Nebraska are taking a heroic step in recognizing the science and recognizing that the unborn child is a human who needs protection like you and I.
The bill, however, did meet some pushback from doctors across the state, saying that it doesn't go far enough in protection of the mother.
When a patient's water breaks prior to fetal viability, this can have devastating neonatal outcomes, and many infants do not make it to viability.
Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Angie Price of Marysville was selected county treasurer by members of the Marshall County Democratic Central Committee meeting Thursday. She will fill the unexpired term of Jamie Ellenbecker after her retirement at the end of this February. Angie Price has worked in the treasurer's office several years and served as deputy treasurer. She was the only nominee, and her name will go to the Kansas governor for approval. At last week's commissioners meeting, Public Works gave an update on plans for bridges and structures to be constructed this year, with 12 to be built, 8 by county crews, and 4 contracted. Each was discussed at length. Priorities have not been determined. Commissioner John Unger shared a concern regarding heavy non-local truck traffic on the Oquito Road. Public Works will look into additional signage that could be put at the highway intersection. Some type of resolution addressing non-local heavy trucks on North 12th Road may be considered. The sheriff requested part-time deputy pay be increased from $20.89 per hour to $22 an hour to remain competitive. A motion approving that was passed. The sheriff's office will begin the accreditation process through the state, which could take up to 2 years to complete. Tim Ackerman is looking at hiring Ashley Beeney as independent contractor to complete the process, expecting 20 to 24 hours per week. Plans for construction of a new health building in Marysville are progressing. The board will be receiving an updated estimate for jail construction and will then decide if they need to do a new resolution or set a date for a special election to move forward with a lease purchase option to build a new jail. A petition challenging the commissioner's previous resolution has been filed and validated. Public meetings will be scheduled regarding plans and the need for a new jail facility. Marshall County is pre-qualified for $100,000 in American Rescue Plan funding, half for fiscal year 2022, the remainder for 2023, which will be received later this year. Washington County Commissioners' recent meeting was mostly routine business, as they further continue discussion regarding potential for establishing a countywide ambulance service, options, and the process involved. No decisions were made, but indications are that a decision should be made soon as to direction. A county tax sale is planned February 14th in Washington County, with 21 parcels currently listed as eligible. Those may be redeemed before the sale date if property taxes are brought current. Nemaha County Commissioners did not meet last week. A $38,000 Strategic Economic Expansion and Development Grant has been awarded Friends of Vermilion through the Kansas Department of Commerce that will aid funding a variety of projects, including drainage and sidewalks, as well as updated playground equipment near the City Hall, Library, and Historic Train Depot, which both house museums. 10% matching funds through local individuals and businesses will be used toward the seed grant from the state, and the project is expected to be completed later this year. Charlie Lindeen, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville American Legion. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Charlie Lindeen. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and cinnamon apples. Tomorrow, chili, celery and carrots, a cinnamon roll, and apricots. E&DY News time is 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some freezing fog early on today, otherwise staying cloudy and calm with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Some snow showers possible overnight tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 20s. Winds picking up slightly throughout Wednesday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And temperatures staying cooler throughout Wednesday night, cloudy with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Northwest winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Skies clearing throughout Thursday, partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s. And mostly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Southwest winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. A nice warm-up as we head into Friday, staying sunny with our highs in the upper 30s and upper 40s. Westerly winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And clouds move back in over Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. And temperatures staying much cooler over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late January, 40, record high on this date, 68. The average low, 18. The record low, 15, below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:41. Sunset this evening at 5:37. Thirty degrees and overcast this morning in Marysville. And that's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of January. KNDY News time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Now with extended hours, the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville is open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 until 2 Saturday and Sunday. More time to grab your favorite coffee, pies, sandwiches, and afternoon teas. Daily specials will have you trying something new each time you order. The Empty Cup, downtown Marysville. Open now weekdays 7 until 7 and weekends 7 until 2.
Giannis, perfect. Celtics and Hawks winning streaks, over. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Chris Middleton returned to the Bucks in Detroit to tangle with the Pistons, but Milwaukee didn't need him in this one. Giannis put up 20 points in the first quarter on 100% shooting. The Greek freak finished with 29 and the Bucks won easily, 150-130, coach Mike Budenholzer.
It was impressive, you know, to come out and play the way he did. You know, I thought he made a couple of great passes, you know, found Drew underneath the basket for a layup, and so he did a little bit of everything.
Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown each scored 26 in the Celtics' tilt with the Magic, but it wasn't enough as Orlando got a rare win, 113-98 over Boston, stopping the Celts' win streak. The Magic's Jonathan Isaac made his NBA return after missing over two seasons due to injury. He scored 10 points in 10 minutes of action. DeMar DeRozan had a game-high 26 points, and the Bulls ended the Hawks' five-game winning streak, 111-100, the final in Chicago. Continuing with the NBA, it was a matchup of the second and third seeds in the Western Conference. Kings hosting the Grizzlies. Sacramento set the tone early with a 47-point first quarter and taking a 14-point lead. Domantas Sabonis recorded his sixth triple-double of the season, and the Kings routed the Grizzlies 133-100. One game in the top 25 NCAA saw number 17 at home against ninth-ranked Kansas. Early second half, the Jayhawks took their first lead, but the Bears answered.
Inbounds to Bridges. Bridges to Love for three. It's good. Langston
call on Learfield. That capped a 12-3 run by Baylor, and they never looked back en route to a 75-69 win. The Jayhawks have now lost three in a row. On the ice, the Maple Leafs beat the Islanders 5-2. The Rangers skated by the Panthers 6-2. Baseball news, the Los Angeles Angels are no longer on the market as owner Artie Moreno had a change of heart in declaring he has unfinished business. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Haxtell wins the boys' Twin Valley League title Monday as the 4th seed Eagles take 2nd seed Blue Valley 63-57 in the championship. Haxtell had knocked off top seed Clifton Clyde in the semifinals to advance. Hanover girls proved the top seed with a 10-point 71-61 victory over 3rd seed Donovan West. Haxtell boys and Hanover girls win the TVL title. Clifton Clyde girls took host Washington County in the consolation Monday 52-30, with Valley Heights 5th place over Centralia girls 42-24, and 2nd seed Frankfort settles for 7th, topping Lynn 47-35. Top seed Clifton Clyde boys take Hanover in the consolation Monday 63-48, while Troy beat Centralia 66-55 for 5th, and Valley Heights topped Washington County 49-33 for 7th place. Tuesday tip-offs in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Top seed Jackson Heights will face Concordia this afternoon. 2nd seed Lafayette versus St. Mary's. And the 3-4 seeds, Hiawatha hosting Marysville. Tipping this evening at 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Back in action in the Twin Valley League, Hanover tips off tonight at Washington County. Lynn will host Clifton Clyde. Southern is at Falls City Sacred Heart tonight. Again, Marysville girls, 7:30, tip off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
From farm to field, Massimo Power Equipment is the right choice for the farmer, cattleman, outdoorsman, and off-road enthusiast. Powerful, affordable, and reliable, Crown Over Auto Sales is your local dealer with several side-by-sides in stock and immediate shipment of any custom order. Come see for yourself what Massimo can do for you at Crown Over Auto across from Valley Vet in Marysville.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today's Tuesday. That means it's time for the Steichlin Report.
Senator Cory Booker, a Democrat from New Jersey, has unveiled new legislation targeting America's large livestock corporations and industrial operators. The Industrial Agricultural Accountability Act. What's it all about and why should we be interested in it? Well, let me tell you something. Whatever they do to the packers, they do to us. We sell to the packers. If it costs more for them to operate, they're going to charge you more when you slaughter your cattle. And that, you know how that deal works. That's the way it works. And that's why we want to pay attention to what's going on here. And I'm not too sure I'm 100% in favor of all of this. I am in favor of some of it, no doubt about that. But I thought we already had several things going to kind of help with this situation of packers monopolizing the industry, which they've been doing for the past several years. But this deal here, this proposal, requires large entities to register with USDA, submit a disaster preparedness plan, and pay a fee. Now, always pay a fee to establish a fund focused on disaster events. Now, you know who pays that? Oh, yeah, the packing company has to write the check, but guess where they get the money? The fund, the High Risk Disaster Mitigation Fund, will be utilized to enforce disaster mitigation. He proposes to invest resources for higher welfare slaughter technology in meat and poultry processing. We've seen multiple recent crises that have shined a light on the threat that corporate meat producers and their web of factory farms represent to workers, animals, the environment, rural communities. There's a little bit too much in there for no good at all. But we want something positive. You to tune us in next time around.
The Steichlin Report can be heard Tuesdays and Fridays.
The end-of-the-year liquidation sale is on right now at Riverwind RV. Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, and if you're in the market for a recreational vehicle, now is the time to buy. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models by offering huge discounts on 2022 and earlier models. Riverwind RV invites you to stop in and see for yourself. Discounts so big you have to see it to believe it. Riverwind RV, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover Road at 159th Street East in Kellogg, has whatever you may be looking for with new or used travel trailers, fifth wheelers, or toy haulers. Plus, they have all types of manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone. It's out with the old and in with the new at Riverwind RV at Wichita's East Side, 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, right at 159th East and Kellogg Drive. Stop in, check them out online at riverwindrv.com or call them at 316-364-3333.
With January coming to an end, we're quickly approaching the response deadline for the 2022 Census of Agriculture. Reoccurring every 5 years, most producers know the drill, but Census of Agriculture data is as important to Kansas producers as ever. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. Kansas USDA state statistician Doug Bounds explains the significance of census data, the best way to submit your responses, and how the USDA may come knocking on your door if you fail to respond.
February 6th is the date that we ask all producers across the country, Kansas specifically, to return their 2022 Census of Agriculture form, whether it's on paper or online. Those that have not returned it by that date, we will begin calling them or maybe showing up and visiting them face-to-face to try to collect that data. The Census of Agriculture is required by federal law, so anybody that receives one of those is obligated to complete that and return it.
Bounds explains how the Census of Agriculture is more than just a count of farms and ranches. He highlights how the data collected on land use and ownership, operator characteristics, production practices, income, and expenditures directly translates to assistance programs tailored to benefit Kansas farmers and ranchers.
We have data for virtually everything agricultural related at the county level. We have thousands of data points for every county. It covers crops, livestock, economic data, demographics of those that are operating our farms and ranches. That's how we know the average age of the farmer. That's how we get information on new and beginning farmers and veteran farmers so that legislators can create programs that will benefit those new and beginning and veteran farmers to ensure that we have farmers in place when those that are nearing the end of their farming career step away from the farm.
Bounds goes on to emphasize that submitting census data online is the most efficient, economical, and mutually beneficial method of completing and returning your questionnaire form.
Responding online is absolutely the quickest way. It is the most efficient way. It's absolutely safe, and it is the cheapest way of collecting data. Once we start having to assign postage to things or pay somebody to call you or show up and visit you face-to-face, the cost gets increasingly higher. And so for those that are fiscally minded and would like their tax dollars to be spent in the most efficient way, then responding online is absolutely the best way to do it.
That was Doug Bounds, Kansas USDA state statistician, giving us insight into the significance and impact of census data and reminding us of the February 6th response deadline for the 2022 Census of Agriculture. If you're a producer tuning in and would like to complete your census form online, visit www.nass.usda.gov/ag-census. I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Where do celebrities get their weather predictions? We've asked them, and we will share their answers today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 24th, the 24th day of the year. Singer Neil Diamond has a birthday, and Elvis Presley recorded Teddy Bear on this day 66 years ago. In a recent anniversary edition of the Almanac, we asked celebrities if they had a personal method of predicting the weather. We got a few serious answers. Tom Brokaw keeps an eye on cloud patterns. Author Joe Salatin watches for symptoms of rising or falling barometric pressure. A number of notables mentioned the red sky at night proverb, and a few had some fun with our question. TV host Mike Rowe claims to predict weather based on belly button lint. And environmentalist Bill McKibben says, forget forecasting, he can make it rain simply by planning a picnic. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 30 degrees ahead of sunrise, with highs forecast in the middle 30s again today.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. A night of college basketball across the state of Kansas, and it was the third loss in a row for the Kansas Jayhawks, as they've already slipped from the number two position in the national AP polls down to the number nine slot after losing to the number 17 Baylor Bears with the final score last night of 75-69. It was a slow-scoring night for the Jayhawks, as the two highest scorers included Jalen Wilson and Grady Dick, sitting 23 and 24 points on the board overnight. Jalen Wilson had 5 rebounds and 2 assists, with Grady having 4 rebounds and no assists throughout the game. The Jayhawks remain on the road with their next tip-off on Saturday evening against Kentucky, with tip-off at 7 p.m. In Kansas State basketball, they're at it again tonight with tip-off at 8 p.m. on the road, as they're taking on the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones. Kansas State has moved up to the number 5 slot nationwide, according to the national AP polls. They're coming off their victory over the weekend against Texas Tech at home 68-58. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
The 2023 TVL tournament wraps up here from Washington. First on the girls' side, Hanover Lady Wildcats defeat Donovan West Mustangs 71-61 in your first place finish. Wildcats were led by Tessa Losey, who had 20 points, 12 there in the first half, all on three-pointers. Macy Hawley also pitched in 13. Balanced scoring for the Mustangs as 4 players scored in double digits, but it was not enough, as the Lady Wildcats are your 2023 tournament champions, 71-61. On the boys' side, the Axel Eagles were able to defeat the Blue Valley Rams 63-57. Axel used a 16-8 advantage at the end of the first quarter to hold on victorious in this one. The Eagles were led by Brandon Schmelzley, who had 22 points, 14 in the third quarter alone. Eli Brockerman pitched in 15, while Isaac Detweiler also pitched in 11. Once again, Axel Eagles are your 2023 Boys TVL Tournament champions with a win over Blue Valley 63-57. Reporting live from Washington High School, I'm Max Blasky.
Axtell wins the boys' Twin Valley League title Monday as the 4th seed Eagles take 2nd seed Blue Valley 63-57 in the championship. Axtell had knocked off top seed Clifton Clyde in the semifinals to advance. Hanover girls proved the top seed with a 10-point 71-61 victory over 3rd seed Donovan West. Axtell boys and Hanover girls win the TVL title. Clifton Clyde girls took host Washington County in the consolation Monday 52-30, with Valley Heights 5th place over Centralia girls 42-24, and 2nd seed Frankfort settles for 7th, topping Lynn 47-35. Top seed Clifton Clyde boys take Hanover in the consolation Monday 63-48, while Troy beat Centralia 66-55 for 5th, and Valley Heights topped Washington County 49-33 for 7th place. Tuesday tip-offs in the Hiawatha Girls Invitational. Top seed Jackson Heights will face Concordia this afternoon. 2nd seed Lafayette versus St. Mary's. And the 3-4 seeds, Hiawatha hosting Marysville, tipping this evening at 7:30, live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Back in action in the Twin Valley League, Hanover tips off tonight at Washington County. Lynn will host Clifton Clyde. Southern is at Falls City Sacred Heart tonight. Again, Marysville girls, 7:30, tip off live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
KNDY.
Cottonwood falling like snow in July. Sunset Riverside, four-wheel drives in a taillight circle. Roll down the windows, turn it on up. Pour a little Crown in a Dixie cup. Get the party started. Girl, you make my speakers go boom, boom. Dancing on the tailgate in the full moon. Tipping and spilling that homemade wine on your tied-up t-shirt. Every little kiss is driving me wild. Throwing little cherry bombs.